Episode 543, June 7th, 2021.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
Well, it's another big night, Joe is... I don't know what season this is, probably season 58 or something, but The Bachelorette starts tonight, Robbie.
So congrats, Robbie.
Big night for you.
Big day. Big night. Big day, big night.
Will you watch it? When will you watch it? Because
I'm literally going to start watching it right after we
okay, you can't wait to get to it. And the girl, the Bachelorette is Katie, not your wife, Joe. But the girl that brought a vibrator on when she met The Bachelor last season.
Oh, really? And that's what made people want... Robbie, you like her, right?
Yeah, no, I always I always thought she was really good on the show. But she did kind of become a villain a little bit.
She did.
But she was very likable. So.
But you were fine with her being a villain?
Yeah.
Well, how do you make a villain?
Villains are fun.
I always thought the villains were people... that were obnoxious, that you didn't like, or was she backstabbing?
No, it's just that she had a lot of girls that were arguing with her and fighting with her, so she was kind of the center of some drama. That's it.
Was she
hot? Would call out some
drama.
Yeah,
she's very attractive.
I'm going to look her
up.
Go ahead.
She's not like one of the hotter ones that was on the show.
No.
But she's clearly an attractive woman. But she would call out drama.
There she is.
And then sometimes that makes... People that call out the drama never make it.
Katie Thurston, you see her there, Joe?
This is her?
Yeah.
I mean, think she's just not kind of hot? This girl's
she's
11.
No, I mean,
among
she was,
the women that were on the show,
I mean,
she
this
was
girl's,
like,
how do you have a better looking girl than that?
No, she was definitely like not even a top 10 hot.
Really? I mean, but that girl looks almost perfect. I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, yes, she looks like your wife and you love your wife, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no obviously she's attractive. Yeah.
You think she's ugly? No,
they
kidding.
Had a really, really good crop this last season of The Bachelor.
He was one of the most attractive people,
yeah.
The Bachelor.
That's the one who already, they fell in love before the show started or something like that. Was it that guy?
I don't even know what happened at the
Wasn't
end.
There some drama, Robbie, where a guy, they had already said, you know what, I already bet the girl I want to marry day one.
Yes,
and that.
They switched Bachelorettes. That was the season before they switched Bachelorettes mid-season. That was last season of The Bachelorette. During The Bachelor... the girl he picked went to an antebellum party, and then Chris Harrison got interviewed on.
Oh yeah, and he didn't necessarily
and he,
say
he
the exact
thumpered,
right
he didn't
thing
sound
whatever,
very
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
He didn't call her a racist and say that she should be shot and killed.
So
and now he's off the show.
Is he fired?
I believe so.
He's not fired. They're just giving him a little break.
God,
without pay.
But hey, you know the black guy and the girl who was accused of being racist, they're back together, Rob.
Oh, I didn't know.
Maybe
that.
She's not that racist.
She
at least likes half of them or whatever.
That's true. That's good for them. So, anyway, welcome to their show. What else was there? Another? No, I wanted Robbie to talk about something, but go to the Boner Show for that. That's a little plug. If you're a big Robbie fan, you should definitely go to the Boner Show.
Everybody just hangs this up and goes to the Boner Show.
Oh, we have some exciting news. A friend of the show blew up because of an impression.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I have it. You want me to play it?
Yeah, this is Chris Restivo.
No. No, this guy's a little bit better than Chris Restivo. This is Danny Ruye, and I'm going to complain about this after I play it, but this is him.
Well, hold on. Do people know who Danny Ruye is? I mean, he's a comedian,
he's
friend of ours for 20 years probably.
Since I met him. Matter of fact, when I did the competition at,
Baltimore County Fest.
No, the DC Improv.
Oh, yes.
I was up against him the first time.
Okay.
And I lost to him.
Oh, yeah. And he also came to one of our spring flings.
Oh, yeah, with the spring fling with us.
Ball, Rock.
But Danny and I became friends, and he was on my show, and he was on my show once a week, just like you did.
Yes.
I had Andy Klein, you, Danny Ruye, and Justin, and you would each do one day on the show.
Irresponsible Radio.
Irresponsible Radio. And Danny was so good, he went to spring fling with us. And let me tell a quick story before I tell this. Before I had a radio partner, which was Theo.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how about Danny Ruye? I said that to Dave Hill.
The program director.
The program director. And Danny Ruye had gone to radio school.
Yeah, he took it seriously. He wanted to learn how to do all that stuff.
And he goes, I would never hire anyone that went to radio school. That's what he said. Now, I love Dave Hill because he's the one who gave me my shot in this business. And he gave me a lot of shots.
Well, you didn't go to radio school.
I didn't go to radio school. I go, by the way, so if you went to study this profession, you're not interested? It's like, I'm not hiring a lawyer that went to law school. I'm hiring that barber.
He'd be a horrible NFL GM. You played at Alabama? No, thank you.
No, I'll take this guy who barely played pickup. Yeah, so that frustrated me. And then, of course, he went on to be on in Market 5, the biggest station in Market 5, 106.7 The Fan. He's a...
Afternoon drive, him
fixture,
and...
fixture there. He's
Grant Paulson,
Oh, he's killing it.
Killing it.
But he's a great impressionist, and he used to do Charles Barkley on our show all the time, and nobody cared. But here he is doing it the other day. It's now at 1.4 million views. Here we go.
Just the first half analysis. The half of basketball was played. That's not the whole game. That's half the game. Damon Lillard, he did a step back, but he stepped forward, and then he moved back. He went back about 25 feet. That's probably that travel, but they're not going to call it. Michael Junior Porter. He made a bunch of shots. Nikola Jokic, he's tall. And Nikola Jokic, Jokic. I didn't foul nobody. That was something. That's a good half of basketball between Portland and Cleveland. Back to you, Ernie.
So there you go. That's
so that got talked about by Frank Caliendo, who he's had on his radio show.
God, Little Dicky. I mean,
But the cream of the crop. Because Charles Barkley, if you don't know, does the pre and halftime show post game,
and he's awesome.
He's awesome on
TNT. He's great.
They're one of the longest running sports, pre or halftime shows. Him and Ernie Johnson and Kenny Smith, and they played the clip during in front of Barkley and all of them on their national TV broadcast.
And then he called him Danny Ruye.
Yes.
He even mispronounced Danny's name.
Right, because they put Danny's Twitter handle up there. So
well, they actually showed the video.
Yeah, they showed the video. You can see that he's not a black man doing Charles Barkley. There's not that. Got me thinking, though. There isn't that many. How many people do sports? Are there that many sports impressions?
Yeah, I mean, that's
usually they're like
Ari
actors.
Spears
and,
does
and,
Shaq, right?
Yeah.
What else?
Well, usually it's actors.
Well, Danny
back
did
in the day,
presidents.
Back in the day, Muhammad Ali was a big one.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali was a big one.
Danny does Tiger Woods.
He does.
Yeah, he's great at it. He called
Panther Forest.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Used to do that.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. He must have done Barkley. I who knows how many times on my show because we loved it. He did great impersonations, but that was one that you knew he was great at, and he used to do it all the time. And I even think there's a YouTube clip of it somewhere. I haven't dug into it. And then all I had to do was have somebody hear that same, but Twitter didn't exist.
Right.
YouTube was in its infancy. It wasn't where it is now. Mm-hmm. So I guess you got to be in the right place at the right time.
We did that show outside Nats Park a couple weeks ago where I bombed at, and he did that impression. It didn't kill.
No.
No, it did fine.
People are like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. But it's because we both had texted him, and he basically said the same thing. It's like, I've been doing this
forever.
For years. I have 50 videos of this. Who knows why one resonates. But same thing with J.O. Covan. He's been doing Trump forever.
And then one time they caught it. And
then it blows up. Of course, the people don't love Charles Barkley like they hate Donald Trump. So there's if only there was that much passion. Yes.
Well, of course, I read through the comments because, of course, I worry about negative comments when there's a white person impersonating a black guy, right? Even though obviously there's reverence. Everybody loves Barkley. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, there's probably, not exaggerating, probably 500 comments, and I saw two negative ones.
That's pretty darn good.
That's pretty good. That's amazing. As soon as you have 1.4 million views, somebody's going to come and shit on you or whatever. But no, it was good. I know there were a lot. I saw a lot of blue checks that were involved in it. So,
well, hopefully he'll get Barkley on his radio show.
Will as soon as he goes to D.C. You know they're
As soon as they come for a Wizards playoff game.
Yeah, that's the same thing Barkley said. Did you hear that? Because he goes, "How are you going to be on his show?" And he goes, "We're not going to D.C. anytime soon." It's funny. He took a shot. God, Barkley is great because he literally will say whatever he thinks. That's why they're laughing at when the Damian Lillard took a 25-foot step back. That's a travel. They're not going to call that, which some Barkley would say.
Exactly.
You know? God, it's so funny.
Yes. Well done, Danny. So a little update. I talked about a couple weeks ago. I went to Harris Teeter and the grocery store, and I didn't like the mask I had. It wasn't my regular one. It doesn't fit right. I looked like an idiot in it. So there was a sign you didn't have to wear one. So I took it off, and I walked in, and everyone had one on, and I felt self-conscious.
You felt, uncomfortable.
So I go the other day. I walk in with my mask on, and then I see a couple with theirs off. I see an employee not wearing one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this is stupid. So I took mine off. A bunch of people weren't wearing theirs. So I was like, all right, that's pretty good progress for 2 weeks. We went from 100% still wearing masks to about 70-30 in a mask. I think that's good progress for 2 weeks.
Yeah, most of the stores still say wear your mask. And I always walk in without it and then say, do you need me to wear a mask? And then if they say yes, I'll wear it. That's how it works. So today I did that, and only one place, Sandy Spring Bank, I had to go in there. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you need me to wear a mask? Because I'm fully vaccinated, and because of the Hogan lifted the restrictions, I didn't think I'd have to wear it. Like, I'm letting them know.
Sure.
I'm abiding by all the rules. You're the one but again, I'll respect whatever the rules are in there. And they said, well, we have masks right there. And so I picked up a mask and I put it on or whatever. But how about this? I went to a graduation party. Shout out Pat Push. That's Uncle Pat, who married us.
Yes,
as his son.
He did a great job. Right. You're still married.
That's right. A lot of it has to do with conducted the ceremony.
He really put his heart into it.
But he graduated, and of course, it's
his
a party.
His
son graduated.
Okay. From college or high school?
From college, Salisbury.
Wow. Impressive.
Go Seagulls, right? Anyway, it's a family party.
Yeah?
And Katie's brother comes in wearing a mask.
Was Michael Chamberlain doing a magic?
But I didn't see him when he came in, because Katie goes, you see Ryan? He came in wearing a mask. I go, seriously? But then by the time he got to me, he just had it around his neck, but he had a mask.
Right.
I go, what are you doing? He goes, But yeah, he wore a mask in the party, but that wasn't the most ridiculous thing that... Sorry, I just accidentally hit the Danny Ruhier thing
again.
Hold on, and there we go, off. Okay. Katie's grandparents they're older than my dad. I think they're both 79, something like that.
Like your dad, do they look like they're 45?
they are super active. They look great.
Okay.
But anyway, Ryan says, you know what I'm going to get those guys? I'm going to get them an Oculus headset. I think they like that because...
What? Okay.
They can't travel and they like to travel. Well, first of all, they can travel. He's the one wearing the mask to the party. They never said they had a problem with it. But he is now saying, because of what's going on, meanwhile, this is going away. We just traveled.
Yes.
We just went to Disney. He was with us. Okay? We were on an airplane. We flew to Florida.
You did all the things you do when you travel.
You could travel. He goes, well, I'm going to get him an Oculus. I go, first of all, you're not. You're not going to get him an Oculus headset.
No, they're not going to do that.
And I go, well, no, I said, you're not going to do it.
You're saying you won't pay for it.
No, he's not going to pay. What are they, $500 a piece? He's not going to do it. So that's the first thing.
You can give them a real trip for that.
Yeah, send them away to where they're allowed to go, and they've vaccinated. They're perfectly fine going.
Right.
Anyway, so he says, I'm going to get him. And I go, no, you're not. But even if you did, which you're not, they're going to be able to figure out how to use that. You're going to figure out how to use an Oculus headset. He goes, what do you mean you just turn it on? I go, no, you don't. You don't just turn it on. It's software that you have to have communicate with. Obviously, you don't just put it on and it starts working. We have to look at things. And that means there's programs that let you go to these places that he's trying to send. You think my dad can do that?
It seems like an awful idea on every
level. What are you talking about, an Oculus headset? You're not going to do that. The people that do, the people that I know that use those are the people that are the most sophisticated technologically. Robbie is the only one who I know who's really knows his shit in that arena that doesn't have one.
Are you, because our buddy Tommy Simbazo is doing comedy shows now in VR rooms.
Yeah, I don't love that. I'm going to tell you why. Tommy's the best at it, at mm-hmm. doing that. He's right. figured out how to kind of marionette the character, right. right? But there's two things. First of all, there's a delay between when your jokes are delivered and the laughs come. That's a difficult thing for me to think is acceptable.
Right.
But the other thing is, I can't have any more of these things where there isn't human interaction and contact replacing that. I just don't, I don't like it. Now, these guys love it, and there's more of them than me, so I'm probably in the wrong, but I don't, that's, I'm not a fan of that medium.
Yeah, I mean, with those things, I try to, like, don't be the old man, don't, but nothing will replace live interaction with people and staring at you in front of you. But at the same time, I mean, if you can make money just without leaving your house, you know, I definitely get the attraction
no,
of that.
No, right, I do.
I don't even know how much money he's making or if there's even money to be made yet.
Not yet. There's not. This is, he's a pioneer in this in right. some ways. Not necessarily the people that are creating the platform. He's not involved in that, but he's good at it. He's he's as good as you can be at that. The delay is there. Maybe they'll remove that.
Well, you would think, just like anything else with technology, it'll get better.
Yeah, but I don't want it to, because what it's replacing, right. I just think is too valuable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Live performances, community, human interaction, all the stuff that I believe we really don't want to be moving away from.
I don't think that stuff is going to go away. You're just going to see less young people at those shows.
Okay, I don't necessarily know if I want that either, right? I mean,
you know, most of my act now is about more. It's not bad for me. I don't care if it's just, if it's 30 plus.
Yeah, I don't care about that either. I don't care if the crowd is older. But what that means is that the next generation.
Wait, is Ariel? She's not 30 yet, so we can't.
She was Ariel. What did she say she was? 29.
I think she's 29.
Yeah,
that's the cutoff.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But I'd much rather her be there than look, I love that she's in chat. I'd rather her be in the audience. I'm glad we have both, but yes. I'd rather her be sitting there.
Right.
Right.
Speaking of chat, who do we have tonight? We got a good looking chat.
Oh, yeah. We have a huge chat. Ariel, of course. JL Hates Kids. Penny the Dog. Andrew the Unger. Michi. Benchwarmer's there. He's a regular.
Penny the. I talked about my mom's dog, Penny, that died.
You must have. Yeah. Gramps, of course.
Missy's in there.
I saw Missy. Hey, she's Missy. In there as Passionate Stranger. Pondering Habitant. I think those are one of the names that. Okay, Ariel said 29 LOL. So I don't know if that means she's. There's no way she's older than that. Is she younger than that?
I mean, usually that's what you say when you don't want to admit that you're 30. You go LOL.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I made that up. Maybe she's. Oh, she's got to be. She's got to be around that, right?
Yeah, well, it has LOL. That means we're off by a lot. Maybe she's like Gramps. Maybe she's 60 and she looks 29.
Well, she is black.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
Black don't crack.
For sure.
Or Gramps. Gramps and black people don't crack. Yeah.
So, yes. Oh, she did. No, we nailed it. She said, I turned 30 in July. So next month she'll be 30. All right.
Well, I
so.
Look forward to the big party.
Yeah, we'll be there. So, yeah. speaking of the party that we went to, Pat Push's graduation
party.
Yes,
did you buy a gift?
Yes, I did buy a gift. Amazon what? Gift card.
Easy.
Actually, I didn't. Katie bought it.
What?
And I signed my name to the card. As a matter of fact, all I had to do was write their name on it. But the car was moving, and I have horrible penmanship, so she did end up doing that.
All right, don't tell us. Robbie, you want to guess how much it was for?
A college graduate.
Yep. I mean, that's high school. Anybody can do that.
150.
I'm going to say 200.
I think it was 100.
Ah, that was my first guess. And then Robbie went 150.
150 is not even a denomination that you can buy those in. What are you talking about? Yeah, it would be weird.
If it's a credit card gift card, you can buy them in any denomination.
Is that what you do? And by the way, that's not how it works. You pick it right off the rack at CVS like everybody else does.
Oh, you did
it
that way.
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
You want to give them a tangible
You're right. It
thing.
Doesn't come
yeah.
in that.
Rocky, just 165. No.
Can I talk to the manager, please? I want a one. You can give cash also, plus one, yeah. 15 bucks and 150.
I buy the Amazon gift cards, and the amount is not on there, and they have to find out. It's a surprise.
Awesome. So I really like.
I usually, my joke is I write $1 million on the back.
I did that as a joke with Danny Charnley one year at Dan K. Charnley, where I gave him a gift card from, I think, a Spencer's Gifts or something, with like a, I had him put a dollar on it.
Oh.
I said it was more, and I wanted him to go and
try to buy a vibrator.
I don't think he ever did it. It was like never. There was no payoff.
Oh, he never said anything.
I don't. I think he just forgot about it.
He put some of those edible dicks on the can. Yeah. Whatever they sell at Spencer's.
Sure,
edible dicks.
They do. I swear they have edible dicks.
Did you get that?
I bought
for
a
college.
I bought a gross of them.
Do you give edible dicks and $100 gift?
No,
card?
Those little dick candies are like runts, but they look like dicks. They're for bachelorette parties. If you go back there, by the way, anything that you want, the most deviant, say, yeah, you can.
So edible dicks is the name of the episode. Is that what
edible?
You're
probably
me?
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I like this part. These parties that Uncle Pat has because
they're at his house.
They're at his house. He's got a great party house with a big backyard. But the thing is, I see a lot of people that I don't normally see.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one guy that I'm like, you know, I make a new friend every year.
Yeah.
I'm like, that might be my guy for next year.
Okay. Next year? You've already got this
well,
year?
Well, I have Larry for this year.
Oh, yeah.
So once
you can't make two?
I can, and then I get a free year, you know, if I want to do that. But right. I also, when am I going to run into this guy?
Oh, I see.
So I see him, and we were talking about he loves going to concerts, but his wife hates going to them.
Well, that's weird.
So I'm like, well, when we go, we'll just see if you want to go. We're going sure. to the Outlaw Jam to see Willie Nelson and Sturgill Simpson in September. So
well, you are an outlaw.
That's true. I'm going to see if he wants to go. But anyway, that wasn't the point
of it. Who is this guy? How is he related to people?
He is my Uncle Pat's wife's, Aunt Joni,
uh-huh.
her sister's husband.
I'm sorry I asked. Okay.
That's who it is.
All right.
Anyway, so back to the story. So whenever those guys are there, I see a bunch of people I don't normally see that I like. So, you know, I kind of hold court, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm doing good. I'm doing well. I'm having an A set.
Nice.
At this party. And everybody's laughing. All of a sudden, here comes Frank.
Hello?
Here comes Frank. And Frank's like, you think he's funny?
Yes. Oh.
You're laughing at this guy?
I love it.
He just take me out. I go, I was doing well, man. I was doing well before you got here. Just shitting all over me. But I continue to do okay, but... He did come in and he heckled me. That's exactly what happened. I'm killing. I'm crushing.
Yes.
I'm halfway through my set. Frank comes. Boo! You suck. That's
now, is Frank now doing well and is heckling of you? Because he's a pretty beloved guy.
Yeah, he's doing. I'm doing better than him.
Okay.
I'm crushing him actually.
You realize if like me and Robbie and the whole Die Laughing crew is somewhere, we're gonna root for Frank.
Oh, and you guys are gonna yes. join in. No, no, I'll lose then. But these guys are rooting for me, I think, because I've
okay.
already, you know how
you're still the new guy.
Remember the movie
Frank, obviously.
Right? Remember the movie Rounders when they catch him cheating, and he goes, "Hey, I was winning before this guy got here."
Yes.
That's kind of what it's like. I mean, no, I've been crushing. You can't. You're not going to come in here and convince these guys that I'm not funny. I'm dominating.
I miss. We need some more Frank stories.
Well, I told one the other day about him catching that full-grown lady, and I told
that's great. Yeah,
and I told that story. So once Frank came over and shit on me, I go, well, let me tell you a story about Frank. And then I told that story because,
I was going to say, speaking of stories, you know, I have a Gramps story.
Okay.
That he told us last week that you don't want me to tell.
Sure.
But I'm going to. Rob and Joe's show. Be right back.
Love is in the air. Or is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath. The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die Laughing Productions performers and, as always, you, the audience. We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Sunday, August 1st at the Ram's Head on stage in Annapolis. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Irresponsible, Irresponsible Radio with Theo and Joe. Nutty Rock.
Sweet. So I guess Gramps in his downtime has been racking his brain for new insurance stories because he obviously hasn't been out on the road beating the pavement,
no,
knocking
he has
on doors.
Not. Yeah.
So here's one. He's at a client's house, and it's her daughter or granddaughter, somebody much younger than him. They're just, you know, shooting the shit in the living room, and she said, "Do you want to have sex? I've always wanted an interracial child."
Oh my God.
And of course, he turns her down because he already has grown children, which is his excuse. Not because he's a married man.
Yeah, right. What do you mean? I don't want to have any more kids.
He's done with. And she was like, "No, you don't need to do any of the raising. I just want." She just wanted his amazing genes.
I can't.
To be
you know what? And God, it's been a while since we've done this. And I think it's the same thing I've said. Look, I'm not famous, but I do have some degree of fame. I get recognized maybe once a month. I get recognized, maybe a little bit more than that. Not at events, but so I have a little bit something going on.
Yeah.
That's never happened to me. I've never had anybody approach me saying I'd like to have sex. It's never happened one
never.
Time. My father can't walk down the fucking block without somebody. It just doesn't seem. Okay. Anyway, I can't spend a lot of time on this. It's too close to home. But
Robbie, your thoughts on the latest Gramps story?
Par for the course.
Has that ever happened to you, Robbie? Have I asked that? Has that ever happened to you?
Somebody wanting to have an interracial baby with
no,
me?
No, no, no. You're
just basically a stranger. Just
you're
saying,
just saying, let's have sex.
Yeah. In a non-nightclub situation.
Yes, yeah,
situation.
Only in a nightclub situation okay. where it was a stranger.
But that's
yes.
almost different.
That's happened to you, Robbie, in a wow. nightclub? Somebody walked up and said, I want to have sex with you, unprovoked.
No. That's why I say it's not quite like that, because there was a back and forth. There was a conversation leading into it, not somebody just seeing me from across the room and saying they wanted to have sex with
me. Are you saying you picked somebody up in a bar and then had sex with them? That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what
no,
happened here. This is
did,
a
I did not.
Okay.
There was two times when I was approached about sex, and more than that, actually, when I didn't go through with it.
What?
For various reasons.
So you were in a bar. Somebody approached you and said, I'd like to have sex with you. And you
we
go,
had a conversation first. Right. There wasn't just immediately, hey, I want to have sex
and
with
after
you.
After the conversation, she said, you've given me all the information I needed. Let's go have sex.
Yes.
Has that ever happened to you,
very,
Rob?
Very Elaine Spongeworthy.
Has that happened to you?
No, I don't believe
That's
so.
That's never happened to me in my
no.
life.
No, it's happened to me more than once.
Oh, excuse
I'm
me.
I'm telling I you, mean, it's never happened to me. Not one time. What did you say, Robbie?
I was married at the time.
No, 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 not that. What did
you
say
to get
that made these girls say,
I
have
I
to
don't
have
remember.
Sex with this guy? Were you that charming?
It, both,
I don't know that guy.
Two
that
of the,
time, you're
the, two times that I'm thinking off the top of my head, both happened in Ocean City. Once at a party, once at Secrets.
God, who goes to Secrets?
We were there, Joe, we were there for a bachelor party. That's why we went there.
We went, oh, was it my bachelor party?
It must have been, yeah. And I met this one of those.
You said, who goes to Secrets? You had a bachelor party there.
Let me tell you something.
Well,
that
was one
was
of the many places we went.
Yeah. I got married. The first time I got married in 1995.
Well, I feel like the bachelor party I threw for you was much better then.
Secrets opened in 1991.
That's an institution.
Secrets
there.
Opened in 1991. My bachelor party, my first bachelor party was in 1995. So
and,
it was literally.
Robbie could have gotten banged in the bathroom.
4 years later. Yeah. So it probably was reasonable then. To go to Secrets now? Would you ever go to Secrets?
I wouldn't go now.
God,
I don't
no
even know
way
if,
would I go to
I
Secrets.
I don't know if I've ever even been.
Yeah. It's, God, there's a just such a tourist trap. It's lined up to go there and be elbow to elbow. It just makes no sense. There's 1,000 great places to go. In Ocean City. Anyway, so what happened was, Robbie, where was you? Weren't by yourself.
I was off by myself, and I struck up a conversation.
Hold
with
on.
One of those one of those people that come in and work. They come from out of the country, and they come in and work in the
that's
and
your
she was,
style. Somebody
she,
not from the culture.
Prostitute.
She was British.
Oh. So she actually
spoke the language.
We spoke the same language.
That's not as sexy.
And yes, I turned her down.
Okay, stop with that. Who gives a shit? I know you. Okay, you turned her down.
I chose.
That's
not
the
fuck.
Story. You didn't cheat on your wife. Great, but that's not the point of the story. The point of the story, of course, is that you were able to be so charming during this conversation with this, Brit.
This Brit.
That she said, "Let's have sex. Let's have sex. Let's do the most intimate of acts."
Mm-hmm. Did she go to someone else afterwards? Did she go down the rest of Joe's wedding party?
Yeah, the next person she went to was Tim.
Should we call everybody? Should we call show announcer Tim Moran?
I don't know. I don't know what became of her after that.
Did she have all her fingers and toes?
Yes, she was attractive.
All right.
Did you? If you were single, you would have said yes.
100%.
Okay. All right.
Where would you have gone? Back to the place, Robbie?
That we didn't even get there. I assume she had a place too, but I don't know.
Did you have a playlist at the ready? Did you have a boombox with
you?
Yeah.
Did you have a? There was no. Hey, back then there were no iPods
That's
or anything.
Why I said boombox?
Yeah. Well, he would definitely have to burn a CD, guarantee you he had.
Yes.
He definitely had a CD with him
in his back pocket with
that
all
he
the
could play for sure. But I can't. I'm sorry. I'm still. See, Benchwarmer says, Joe, how else do one-night stands happen then? This story checks out. Okay, it's not that. I picked up girls in bars, okay? But never have I been having a conversation with a girl.
And they specifically want to.
And then
they said
they
want to have sex.
20 minutes later, I'm ready to have sex now. So, yes, Benchwarmer, I hear what you're saying, but that's not the anatomy of this story. This story is that Robbie was so charming at this bar that some girl who had just met him some 15 minutes ago was ready to give up the most intimate area to Robbie. That's what happened.
Is it possible, Joe, that in your single days and being at bars, you would have done the propositioning before they even had a chance to?
I would never say, do you want to have sex with me? I wouldn't have that kind of balls.
Well, you would imply something.
No, I wouldn't.
How do one-night stands happen? Somebody says something that implies you want to leave or go somewhere.
No, this is how it happens. I didn't have the confidence to just say, let's go do this. I didn't have the confidence to do that. What I would do is the same thing you would do. Mm-hmm. I would try to be as funny as I possibly could, right? And that's the only way I can distinguish myself from my better-looking friends. And I would be as funny as I possibly could. And then I'd say, hey, we're going to go do this. Would you like to come? That's the only way I could pull it off. I didn't,
Right.
And then once we were, but then I would take them there. It wasn't like I would then say, hey, I've decided instead to take you back to my parents' house or whatever the hell, wherever I lived.
I'm trying to think of situations with strangers. I definitely.
Someone is playing with my butthole.
Yep. Okay. I definitely met a girl at Charlestown Racetrack.
Okay.
That's romantic.
Yeah. I was with my dad, and he had a friend that he knew just from the racetrack, from betting horses.
Right.
I remember this guy's name, Bob Combs. I'm sure he's dead. I'm sure he's dead now.
This is your dad's friend, Bob Combs?
Yeah, I'm sure they're both dead, but I'm sure Bob Combs is dead. But Bob Combs would always love this horse, Dance for Lisa.
Right.
And it would always finish like fourth or fifth.
It would never finish
it,
even in the money.
I'm sure at some point,
right,
he grew to love it because it had, and he held on to it. But I remember meeting this girl. She was a black girl. And I remember going off away with her, and he gave me like a look like, what are you doing? Like,
oh, like it's not cool.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I think you're a racist.
Right, 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 right.
And
Bob Combs a racist.
Yes, Bob Combs. I'm sure he's
God rest his soul.
God rest his soul. So, and then I remember we went to get some to eat, and then in the car, like things got interesting. So, but I'm trying to think. Most of my situations have to do with comedy.
But I also I remember this. So this is the beach. For some reason, when you would go down to the beach, your expectations change.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're just out around where you live, but once you go to the beach, you're like, oh, this is what I'm in pursuit of, right?
Yes, we're on vacation. We're going to
try to
hook
up.
Side of my life.
Yeah, and I was definitely. I told the story the other day about hooking up with that girl, and then the next day going, hey, remember the end of the week she approached me and said, yelled at me because I hadn't reached out to her again.
Right,
and told her I was sick. Well, here's another story. Maybe I shouldn't out my friend. You know this guy. He's hilarious.
Okay.
He's known for being hilarious. Not Tim, but somebody Tim we say is hilarious to piss off Tim.
Gotcha.
That's who this guy is. Sorry. Sorry, audience. That's for my friend. That's for Rob, so he'll know. Anyway, he also might have driven me down to the beach. Are you clear on who
it is? I am very clear.
Okay, good.
I know who it is.
Okay.
I think
that's all you need. Well,
he doesn't pet his dog.
I think Joe alluded to this.
That's exactly right. That's exactly who it is.
If some audience members who are paying attention will be able to figure out who this person is.
I don't know, but all right. It doesn't matter for this story.
That's 100% true, and I'll never forget this. We meet these two girls.
Mm-hmm.
One girl is, she looks like the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
She's beautiful, right? And the other girl's not. She just, you know, she's the other, she's her friend.
Sure.
Rude.
Right. So we're talking to him. I'm doing all the work. Like, I, all, you know what I mean? I'm doing all the work. We're having a great time. We're drinking. I'm being hilarious, blah, blah, blah. They go, oh, let's go to the bathroom. After they go to the bathroom, my friend goes, hey, I like the blonde.
That's the hot one?
Like, well, of course, yes. What are you talking about? Yes, I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we all like the blonde. So I go, okay. So anyway, so then we go back, and of course, whatever happens, happens. But the thing I remember the most is the next...
He got the blonde?
Of course, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has he thanked you?
No. The next morning, she had his jacket on. She had his sweatshirt on. She was leaving with all his shit. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he definitely got the worst end of that deal because then he had to go get all his shit back from her.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did they get married and have kids?
And no. And mine was like, see ya. Mine was like, don't care. I don't need your phone number. I don't need nothing. What's your name? Don't know. Didn't care.
Now,
yeah. You know,
now,
mine was cool.
If you'd have known that beforehand, would that have changed you would have desired?
No, I would have tried to obviously... have tried to pursue the hotter of the two for
knowing the ramifications that there wasn't going to be a love him and leave him fast.
But why didn't she left me too? We didn't, neither one of us cared.
Right.
Yeah. So it wasn't that I was probably a bigger dick then than I am now.
Right.
But still I wouldn't just shit on somebody.
Yeah.
But nobody, she was like, oh, hey, thanks for nice meeting you. And then she rolled out and then the other guy, He had to go pick up his shit from her house and all kinds of stuff. So
well, this episode we write down what we're going to talk about, and we didn't foresee any of this stuff coming, which is good. That's for a good episode.
Hey, you know what? Hold on. That story. I'm telling that
There's
story
more.
Wrong.
Yeah,
that's not true. What I said, it wasn't me and that guy.
He banged both of them.
No, it was me and Scotty.
Okay.
And then
why
Scotty,
are you gonna name his?
Because
his name?
he wasn't involved. Oh. We were just talking to these girls, and then Scotty left, and then the other guy swooped in and then said, "I like the blonde."
Nice.
He not only cock-blocked me.
Yes.
But he cock-blocked my other friend.
I know that's such a thing for that guy to do. Too.
Yes,
that's right out of his playbook.
That's exactly what happened. Yes. Okay. So he double screwed somebody over.
Is there a name for that? Somebody that does all the work. You loosen the fucking. Jar.
Yes.
And then they come in and
vulture.
Open it.
He's a vulture.
Yes.
Yeah, because my
friend... A vagina vulture.
It's funny you say that because my...
Another name for the episode.
My friend Jamie, he's the one who died in the TWA fight.
Yes.
He's a very funny guy. He was the one going... He would be going, Brock! He would make like bird noises like come swooping in.
Oh, a name.
Oh, shoot. Hey, beep that out, Robbie. Seriously.
I don't know how to do that. I edit it.
Oh, shit. I swear I kept being super careful not to say his name.
No one's going to know who that is.
Okay.
Do I have to beep it out? Do I have to learn how to do that?
I don't know. He's going to be mad at me.
Does he listen?
I don't know. Anyway, well, he'll know I tried my ass off to not say his name. God, now he's going to tell another story. I'll tell another story if you beep out his name.
Is it Robbie? Is it easy for me to do?
I can teach how to do it.
It's on Audacity. It's probably a thing.
Is it on Audacity, Robbie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Robbie knows. Robbie doesn't care if his name gets beeped out. That's
Robbie, what should I do? You're the producer.
I think that you should learn how to beep a name out.
I can't tell this other story.
All right, I'll beep it out.
Okay. So here's another story.
But I'll name the episode. The name beeped out is...
Here's another story, but this one's bad.
Okay.
So it has to be beeped out.
All right, well now I'm going to beep it out because then I'd have to cut out this entire segment.
Yes, right, exactly. Right. And that's harder than beeping it out.
Yeah,
anyway,
actually, it's pretty easy.
So
I've had to cut segments out before.
We were out with my sister.
Okay.
Okay? I'm sure she doesn't. Robin. She
what
doesn't,
era are we talking about?
Oh, we're in the early 90s.
Sure.
Right? And God, I just, God damn it. Sorry. Jeez. Anyway, son of a bitch.
Are you going to be able to tell the story without saying the name?
I won't say his name again.
Keep saying his name so Rob has to.
I won't say his name again. He passes out in Robin's bed.
Okay.
Well, you know that
your
move.
Sister. Yeah.
You know the move,
sure.
Right? And, of course, same friend Jamie goes, I know you're doing the patented pass out move.
He said the name again.
God, this sucks. Anyway, that's the story. He passed out in my sister's bed.
Did it work?
No, it didn't work because he got called out for it. And, of course, then my sister's like, you need that, to, I almost said his name again. You need to get out of here. And then he's like, you know what? I'm really not as unconscious as I claim to be. Yeah.
Has anyone in chat used the pass out in the bed move? or ladies, has that happened to you? Is that
bench warmer just, hey, Larry must be here.
The dog was barking. That's what
bench warmer he messaged, it's going to be the shortest episode ever. It's all beeps. Anyway, sorry, Rob. But yeah, I mean, I can't. Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Rob's long-awaited Dry Bar Comedy Special is finally here. It's available for free on the Dry Bar Comedy app. The reviews are in. Gramp says, stop telling jokes about my girlfriend. Mac Bergson said, I wish Robbie produced it. Joe Robinson said, it's the pie plate closer of comedy specials. So download the Dry Bar Comedy app and watch Rob's special.
All we watch is HGTV and then the Murder Channel. It's just Property Brothers, Menendez Brothers, just nonstop. She just she wants us to buy a house, renovate it, flip it, buy a new house, and in that new house, murder me. That's her whole 10-year plan. So
never estimate the laughs.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So I get a text from Amazon that says your gas grill is about to be shipped. And I'm like, I didn't order a gas grill. So I go on Amazon to see, did I order something by accident? I mean, is it under my orders? Like, did somebody hack? It's weird. Why would they would? Maybe somebody put my phone number in by accident for text updates. So I just, you can type in stop to stop getting those notifications. And then like a couple hours later, Tawanda's dad texts me, hey, ordered you something. It's probably going to be there Sunday or Monday. Call it an early birthday present. Something to that effect. And I go, oh, you know, I think I know what you're talking about. That's super kind of you. And anyway, so I tell Tawanda this, and she's like, yeah, my mom had said that Tawanda and I are going to host Father's Day.
Okay.
And your dad loves to grill. So I think he bought a grill.
Oh, really?
Just so to come over to our house on Father's Day and grill.
He bought you a grill?
Yes.
You mean like a nice one?
I mean, it's like $400 or $500.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to grill, but you got to go get propane.
Well, no, all right. It says 40 minutes to put it together. How long? And I was doing it on, I was outside. I was in the enclosed patio, so it was hot yesterday.
Yeah, I put my own grill together, so I know. You had to lay all the pieces out. You had to make
How
sure
long
you
do you think it took me? 40 minutes is what they said.
Hold on.
Now, I'm really bad at this.
Yeah, hold
and I'm
on.
I'm dumb.
When did you do it? Sunday?
I started Sunday.
There's a hint.
2 days.
I started at about 3 o'clock on Sunday.
And you you did it in shifts?
I gave up at about 7.
So you did 4 hours, and then the next day you went back at it for another 3 hours.
I went back at it today with some fresh eyes, and the part that I got tripped up on, I noodled it, and then it was probably 90 minutes.
God, so 90 plus.
And then I got propane today. I went to Walmart.
And did you make
Walmart.
Sure it worked?
It works.
Okay. God, that's stressful.
Yeah, it didn't work right away, and then I realized that I put the battery in the igniter the wrong way.
Yeah, that was an easy fix.
That was easy. So I was like, thank God that was it.
And you had to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So now I feel this all this pressure now, because I'm not like I couldn't cook like 10 years ago, and I learned how to cook. So I
but grilling is
but
a
I
lot
can figure
easier.
Out grilling. Yeah, yeah, it's not that hard.
It's not. Matter of fact, I think I can grill now. I don't because Katie.
Right.
Katie does. She's in charge of all that.
But he's been texting me like suddenly. Like we usually like her mom was the one I talk to more.
Right. But now the dad's asking questions about grilling.
Well, no, he's just saying, you know, I.
Hey man, see you soon.
And he's just being sweet. And like you,
texting
he's
you
always, he's always yes, he's always nice to me. But usually we have quick conversation. How you doing? Good to see you. That kind of.
Thing. Hold on a second. Let me see. Let me see what Frank's texted me. Let me see if he's texted me at all. Okay.
But we've had. I mean, I
can't hear you.
We've texted more in this past, you know, few days than like 10 years.
Okay. Here we go.
He also calls me his sin-in-law, which I think is funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Here's Frank's text to me. Are you going to the pool? Which pool? The big one. That's it. That's when we were in Disney. Then, when we were at the beach, stop by. No one there. We were at breakfast. What are you guys doing? Getting ready to play golf. Nice. That is from May 10th to today. That's a month's worth
did,
of text.
Did he call you a good man? Because Tawana's dad called me a good man.
No, but the waitress at Double T... Apparently, Larry, my friend Larry's a regular. She called him a good boy.
Mm.
She said he's a good boy. I almost
they hooked
said
up
it
too.
In the accent that she said it in, but then they would imply that I'm doing an impersonation of her as racist.
So gotcha. Yeah. That's wrong. So
she's from Taiwan, Robbie.
So now
just
I have
like
a grill.
Your ex.
Yeah, just like your ex.
Your ex is sorry. Two don't, exes ago. Yeah.
Don't say Taiwan is a country. Yo, John Cena had to.
Oh shoot! Was I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to say ex, Robbie? Oh, I probably gave some. What are you talking about?
That's his ex.
Right, but
Taiwan girl?
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah.
Of course you can.
I'm revealing too much information.
A long time ago
on this show.
Yeah, you're just saying things. I have to beep out everything.
The whole show's
going to
be beeped.
God, sorry,
Robbie. You told us before the show you're trying to get on a reality TV show, The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
I didn't say a reality TV show. I just said a TV show.
Okay, hold on. All right, let's try to figure this out then, Joe.
You guys are never going
to okay,
figure this
out.
Okay,
but this is fun to figure it out.
Here's
it's not... Okay, you going to give us a hint?
I tried to do this early on in COVID, but of course they weren't filming.
Well, if it's not a reality show...
what are you going to be the star of
be a
Team Wolf 3 or whatever?
Okay, what...
There's a chance... There's a chance once I
a game
appear
show.
On this
a
show.
A game show.
No, not a game show. There's a chance once I appear on this show, I might get edited out. I might actually appear on the actual show.
All right. We're going to ask questions, and then we're going to take a break before
I just
the
took
reveal.
The last break.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
I'm crazy. All right.
So are you going to be on like
edit
a,
that out. Yeah. Edit that
no.
out.
Are we going to you going to be on one of those ID channel shows where you're like the killer?
No. Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Okay,
this is a show I had to...
You auditioned for? Did you give me your headshot?
You have to do a submission, and then they let you know if you're going to appear on the show, if you're invited to be there.
Did you submit as yourself or as a character?
As myself.
Okay. It's not a reality show, and it's not a game
show.
Well,
I guess you could call it a reality show, but not in the sense of, like, Survivor or something.
Well, we know we're not going to be on Survivor, Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie. You're
I don't think anybody
afraid.
Would call this a reality
All right.
show.
Is
although it is. Although it is.
Is it a cooking show, Robbie?
You're much warmer when you say that.
Okay.
It's not Chopped.
Is it the world's worst cooks thing?
No.
Is it on the Food Network?
It is not on the Food Network.
Okay. Is it on a...
Robbie can draw. Is it something to do with art?
Well, you do see art on this show, but I'm not doing art on this show.
God.
You said warmer with the cooking. Is there food involved?
No food involved.
Do we know anybody on this show?
No.
Is this a brand new show or a show that's
old show, ancient show?
It's being brought back or has been on forever?
It's been on forever.
Okay.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Nope.
No.
It's been on forever.
Okay. It's...
Is it on network television, Robbie?
It is on... It is on one of the networks that was the four networks that was around when we were children.
Okay. NBC, ABC. So Robbie would have said three, so it must be on Fox. All right.
Five.
So, five?
Fox wasn't around when we were kids.
Yeah, but all the but channel.
What was around when you were kids?
ABC and PBS is on PBS, Robbie.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you on Antiques Roadshow?
Bingo! You're a winner.
What are you? Are
That's
you?
That's what I'm trying to get on.
What are you bringing there?
You know the
your I Fingered the Killer T-shirt.
Yes. No. You remember the china that came from grandma, and she gave it to Tish, and Tish gave it to me.
I don't. There's
two sets of old vintage china.
Robbie took all of my grandmother's furniture and decorated his house with it.
Yeah.
And that furniture was already from the 1900s.
Maybe you go still, on HGTV.
It was from the 60s, yeah.
Do you still have any of it, Robbie? You being used?
I do have one or two pieces, yes.
Hmm. So if you get on this show, you'll go to wherever they're doing this?
I have to
this?
Go down to Williamsburg.
And then they look at it and they film you and then you may or may not even make the cut.
I might not make the cut, but yes, they.
But they do give you a free, what's the word when they
appraisal?
Appraisal, yes.
Do you have any guesses, Robbie? What you think it's worth?
I think it's worth like $4,000.
What are you going to do with it?
Sell it.
Yeah, I'm going to sell it.
If they say it's worth $4,000, you know what I would do? I'd say I'll give it to you for $3,000 right now.
Yeah, do they buy it right there?
Legitimate appraisers will only appraise. They will not buy it from you.
But if somebody there, you would think they'd have somebody right
next door.
Somebody
was there who was interested in buying it, I would sell it.
Wouldn't somebody set up shop right next door ready to buy?
Possibly. I don't know.
I feel like they wouldn't because then you know the true value of something, which is what you don't want. Because we've told stories on this before. I know somebody who buys coins. I said his name before.
Yes.
He's not interested in buying a coin at the value, at its real value.
Well, no, because he's got to sell it. If it's worth $4,000, you're going to get offered $1,000.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Robbie, you're not.
But that's still good.
Let me ask you this: you find out it's worth $4,000. What do? It's not worth anything. You're not using it, and you never will.
No, I won't try to get $4,000, but I'll try to get something.
How do you try to get it? Where do you put it at?
You put
Facebook,
it on eBay.
eBay.
Yeah,
I've already put it on eBay. That didn't work.
Yeah. What did you get offered?
He's got a bunch of scammers trying to.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. This is my issue.
You have to find somebody who's really looking for this kind of thing.
I hear what you're saying, but listen to me. So, Benchwarmer said something funny. He said, was it? And he said the name that you're going to beep out five times. All right. Here's the thing.
That guy could buy it.
Yeah. Here's the thing. No matter what the person on Antiques Roadshow says it's worth, it's not worth that.
Yes, I agree. But you know what? At least if I get ripped off, I know what I'm making the compromise.
So let me ask you this. When you put it on, eBay?
I could put it on eBay. I'm not going to put it on eBay.
What
again.
Did
I'll
you
take
put,
it to somebody who deals in this stuff and I'll give them a deal.
You said you're going to have to give them a deal because they're not going to buy it otherwise. Now listen.
Exactly.
So
I know,
hold on.
I want to know what it's worth before I do that.
And then
you want to just avoid this nightmare scenario where you found out it was worth $18,000. You
exactly.
sold it for $600.
Okay, I know that. But Robbie put it up for sale.
What'd you price it?
Yeah, that's what you price it at.
I can't remember. I think it was a couple grand.
Okay, so you priced it at $2,000, and no one was interested.
Nobody
so
bit.
What if you didn't get one bit?
Well, you also need...
Not legitimate ones.
But for you to get that price, you'd have... Because Antiques Roadshow gives you the appraisal. Right? So you could actually show that and when you're trying to sell it. That helps the value.
Yeah, I just want to know what something's worth. I just
But I mean
know.
For you to sell it, the fact that people know it's worth that will help you get more money.
Yeah, I'm going to tell I hear what you're saying. What Rob is saying is that you can say, "Hey, this has been appraised. Here's the video of me on Antique Roadshow." Obviously,
yes.
That will add some credibility to it. They say it's worth $4,000. You put it on there for $4,000. Somebody offers you $3,000, you sell it immediately. Don't get greedy. However, that ain't going to happen. I'm going to tell you a story. So I have a friend whose parents are older.
Mm-hmm.
And they're...
Really? Their parents are older than him?
They're probably near the end of life. I think one is 80 and one is 90. Okay?
All right.
And they've accumulated a lot of things. And the mother is a collector of Indian artifacts. I say Indian, sorry, Native American artifacts. Apologies, but when she bought them, that's what they called them. Native American artifacts is what she's a
Indigenous Americans is also.
Thank you. Whatever. Appreciate it. Okay. And when my friends who are struggling now, but they know they have this lottery ticket, what my friends say is they have this giant house and the land that it's on and the value of that. And then they said, also, there's X number of dollars in Native American artifacts and collect. And
are these people I know?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So I said, now the number that they gave me was that.
Right.
Okay. That I'm showing Rob what the number is. And I go, no, that's not what it's worth. He goes, yeah, yeah. I go, okay, well, how will you get that? He goes, what do you mean? You just sell it. I go, how do you sell it?
Right.
He goes, what do you mean?
That's the hard part.
He goes, I just sell it. I go, okay, how? So that he can't wrap his head around the idea that that's not how this works.
It's not a car. We just go to CarMax and you're going to get an offer right away.
Here's what's going to happen. He's going to have to go to somebody and say, you sell this for me. What's that called? They do that. It's consignment or whatever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's going to get maybe 60 cents on the dollar for that which sells. That's which sells. Well, you can't do that if it's for that which sells. The stuff that doesn't sell,
you get nothing.
You just get your trash back. You don't get it.
What would you accept today, Robbie, for this china?
I'd accept, I don't know. I really don't know. I'd accept 1,000, I suppose.
Of course, you'd accept 1,000.
I'd rather know. Of course, I think I would, but I'd rather accept 1,000 knowing what it's actually worth.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because by accepting money now, you never know that. By the way, you're never going to, you could just never look into it.
Yeah, yeah, Robbie, you can save yourself the heartache.
But I got something that has value to it that's just
collecting dust. Yeah, but you already know it's worthless because you've tried to sell it. That's the thing.
It could, yes, for whoever's on eBay collecting, it's worthless. But somebody out there might have.
But who are these people?
I don't know.
What would your price be, Joe?
Me?
Yeah.
I'd say, would you like this china for free?
Yes.
And no, I would give it
I'd
to you.
I'd say $500.
And here's the thing:
if I find out it's worth $200, I might just do that.
Throw it in the garbage?
No, I would give it to somebody who wanted
but
it.
You
won't keep it for sentimental
value. No, I don't know.
You know, it's funny because that's one of the concerns with Dad. You know, and by the way, let me say one thing: I'm really proud of my father because he is tomorrow going to, at least visit a. What do you call it?
Brothel?
An independent living facility.
Okay. All right.
So
that's good.
Now, he did something. I'm not going to tell that part of the story, but I'm really proud of him for doing that. However, you know, his anxiety is through the roof in terms of even thinking about doing a move like that. And he's very worried about this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Which, of course, is frustrating to me because what he really means is, oh, you're going to clean this up. Right? That's what it really means. Okay.
Right.
But what I try to explain to him is that every single thing that you have can't have sentimental value. You follow what I'm saying?
Of course not.
Maybe one or two things, but everything can't mean something, and that's really his thing. He has, I'm not kidding, this picture, my grandfather's tools.
I get it.
I get it too, but it's just not a realistic way to approach the last chapter of your life.
Well, right? I put it in storage the rest of your life.
But what was that? What is that?
You just say I'm willing to pay that to know that I didn't just get rid of it.
Fair enough, but he's also cheap, so that's probably not going to happen. But I think about that with Robbie. It's like my grandmother. By the way, my grandmother, Robbie, I'll tell you, she was a great lady.
Mm-hmm.
She really was. I know that. You know, I think my parents had a different view of her because they didn't see her through grandchildren's eyes. They saw her through, you know, daughter and son-in-law's eyes. And I guess she could be mean or whatever, but I didn't ever saw that. She had this giant personality, and every time we went there, we had a blast. She did like Robbie better than me because Robbie was the first, and that's the way, whatever. I never,
right.
You know,
Robbie's
I know that
nicer than
that
you.
Was a big deal to my parents. I never noticed that, so whatever it was, it didn't really affect me, and she, when she died, she left me a shit ton of money. I mean, you know, she was anyway, whatever. So I have great memories of her, but if I had her china, that would have zero sentimental value to me.
Right.
Robbie, will you do this? Let's say it's worth like a few $100.
Yep.
Will you have some sort of Rob and Joe show promotion and that person gets it?
Oh, that's a good idea. Just give
okay,
it to Mac
sure.
Ferguson. Just send it to Mac.
Well, let's make Mac earn it.
Ariel, do you want this shitty china?
Oh, my God. It's so much. It's so much china.
Really?
Maybe you give a piece to everybody. You spread the love.
It's like two entire sets from Japan.
Ariel, do you want one saucer? Would you like a saucer?
We'll for your 30. It's her birthday in a month.
What do you say? It's 200 pieces, Robbie?
I don't remember.
God, I just want to get rid of that.
I did count. If you give me a second, I could probably look it
Yeah, I'll give you a second. I would very much like to see how many.
Because first of all, to go to Williamsburg and take all that stuff, that costs you some money.
What do you mean Williamsburg?
Isn't that where?
One of them is a 32-piece.
Isn't that where the Antiques Roadshow you said was?
Oh, is that what it is, Robbie Williamsburg?
There's film. That's where I would be going. That's what I applied for was Williamsburg.
Okay, so you have to do that. Yeah, that costs money and time.
That's a couple hundred. Are you going to stay down there, Robbie?
You're going to go to Busch Gardens.
Yeah, I'll probably stay down there.
You're going to ride the Big Bad Wolf?
So if it costs you, if it's worth $400, you spent that.
You're just trying to pay for your trip.
Do you get money for being on the show?
One is a, no. One is a third. Well, I don't have any idea if they
they pay you $1,000.
It's one's a 36 piece set, one's a 32 piece set.
All right, Jesus. So you got yourself almost 70 pieces. All right, they don't match. They're two separate non-matching sets.
And one I put up for $450.
Nobody was interested.
Lesser of the two.
Okay, you mean the 32 piece set?
So all right, I have an idea.
I see because I did look on the internet to see
what
the
you
other
thought.
One I put up for $4,800.
I have an idea.
That's the one I'm taking to Antiques Roadshow, obviously. One that's worth more.
What's that piece of fitness equipment that Gramps didn't even know he had that he never uses
that
I got on it? And he's like, he didn't know what I was talking about. It was in the corner by the computer.
Oh, yeah, the Gazelle.
All right. Let's take stuff like that, this China set, any other thing that we've talked about, and we have a Rob and Joe Show auction.
Sure. By the way, the Gazelle, I can tell you right now, if you come, you can have it. All you got to do is be willing to take
it. Okay. No. We have to have an auction. We'll literally start the bidding at a nickel.
Yeah. And then we don't get any bids, and then we say, please come and get it.
Yes.
We'll pay you $100 to take it. We'll pay you that.
All right. There you go. Let's work on that. Did you guys prefer edible dicks or vagina vulture? Or another name?
I think
they're both pretty strong.
I think the vagina vulture is going to make more sense.
Yes, I agree.
That's going to be the highlight of this episode when I totally fucked up a million times. Sorry about that, man. I know it made your life more difficult, but
sorry, person whose name that I'll have to beep out. I think it's three, right? Three times
at least.
This is the most work I've ever had to do.
I almost said it one up one more time.
All right. Well, anything to promote? Hey, I'll be at the. Doesn't matter. Robin, well, you know what? Just look on my calendar.
Yeah, later. Go to dielaughingproductions.com or robmayer.com. See ya.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.